The Shiilta starts like this. Vayomer Reu ki Hashem natan lachem es haShabbos, al ken unoisel lachem vayom hashishi lechem yomayim. And then he goes into Shvu Yishtachtov, that the person has Arba Amos, Yal Eitzi Ish Mimkoimoi B'yoyim HaShvi'i, the Yisur of Tchumin, according to the Shilta's Duraisa, the Apayim Yama Duraisa. So ask the Nitziv, what's the Pshat? Did you start with the Pasuk? The Pasuk is, the Drosha is Al Eitzi Ish Mimkoimoi, that's the Pasuk of Arba Amos. And then he said the Pasuk, Al Eitzi Ish Mimkoimoi, that's Yisur of Tchumin, and Shvu Yishtachtov is the Arba Amos. So why does the Shilta start with this idea? So he says like this, because there is with the pasuk says lechem mishne. So what does the lechem mishne mean? Because the pasuk says it's two oimer lechod. Every day was oimer and here's two oimerim. So why does he have to say lechem mishne? So one man the Montana says lechem mishune. The other man the says no, lechem mishne from here is lechem kiflaim, double portion, like in the pasuk says here, lechem yomayim. Lechem yomayim means it's of today, so you can't say lechem mishune. But the question is, why does it say that? If the pasuk we know is, it says in the pasuk beferush that lechem, pasuk says like this, plaktur lechem mishne shnei omer lechad. So why does he have to say lechem mishne yefri kiflaim? It says in the pasuk shnei omer. So says the thief, when the pasuk says lochu b'yoyim hashishi lechem yomayim, you have to understand, is the pshat that you got two portions on Friday, one for Shabbos and Friday, but they were separate, was a lechem yomayim, you got a double portion, so which means that the Friday and Shabbos were mixed. Nafkimina is, was Friday left over for Shabbos? Is it all part of a lechem yomayim? Says the Netziv, that's the post, that's the pshat. The lechem mishne, if it would have been shnei oimer lechod, I would have thought is two oimers, one and one, one for Shabbos, for Sunday, one's a special portion. Here the pasuk says lechem yoimayim, to tell lechem mishne, that was a double portion, that the two together were meshed together. And therefore, lechem of Friday was left over for Shabbos. And so that's what he starts as a drosha, and then he brings down the tchumin. The question is, what's the cash of this drosha, the lechem yomayim, with tchumin? As an introduction to tchumin. What does it have to do with anything? Now, shita saramba min perek chomzad alocha, levet alpayim, ama is the rabbanan, yud beis ama, yud beis mil is the raisa. The yud beis ama, beis alofim is migrashayir, and that's the rabbanan. Okay? Now, the shiltas argues, and the shiltas holds is loike. Now, the Mekshaila, which is the Nitziv, says that perhaps loike doesn't mean loike deraisa, means oilev malkas derabonan. But that's a pella, because if that's the case, he doesn't even bring you the base meal. But the question is, because the ram, but the shiltas paskins, that mekadrim, that when you measure a mountain, you do in a way to try to have a straight line, that people stay in different levels, and you put the hevel, you put very short cords, one holds by his heart, the other one holds by his feet a little higher to keep it straight. In other words, you're trying to assume the Adapai Mama is a straight line, not the slope up and the slope down. And the Gemara says it's only according to the Mandoma the Tchumin the Rabbanan. If Tchumin is the Raisa, he can't do that. But he paskins that, and he paskins Adapai Mama is the Raisa. So that's what the Divrei, that's what the Shiltas asks. The Mashal asks on the Shiltas. So the Divrei Cheskel says, you have to understand, what's the pshat in the Alpai Mama? Is the pshat is that the Mokim is Alpai Mama? Or is the Richuk Mina Mokim Alpai Mama? Is there's Arba Ames, and there is a Richuk Mina Mokim. It says, that's Nafkimina. If you learn like Rabbi Kiva, the Tchumin, the Raisa, why? Because the Pasuk says, the Gemara asks Astira, the Morin Soita, the Pasuk says Alpai Mama, by the way, is what you call Tira Levim, the Yoros of the Levim, and the Pasuk says Elefama. So Rabbi Kiva holds Alpai Mama, so Alpai Mama, is it Alpai Mama? Is Alpai Mama Tchum Shabbos? Okay, that's a separate aloha. Or is it that the Alpai Mama is talking about Shabbos itself? About Ari Levim itself. There's a Gzira Shova, Mim Koimoi, that's the same thing. He says the following. If there is a aloha that the definition of Ari HaLevim, the Migrosh Ari HaLevim is Alpai Mama, and Tchum Sham is you learn from there. The Pshat is that that's the Mokum of Adam. The same way the Mokum of Levim is defined as Alpayim Amah, so the Mokum of Sham is defined as Alpayim Amah. So then, the Aloha is Ein Mekadrim, because you have to go ahead and to see the entire slope, because that's the Mokum, that's there, that's the space. Masha'ink, if you're talking about the Richuka Mokum, because the Ara Levim is only Elef Amah. Alpayim Amah is Gzeiras HaKosuv, that's the Richuk Amokuv that you could have. So Richuk is distance. On that, even if Tchumim Deraisa, you could do straight. So that's a Pshat Gemara. If you hold the Tchumim Derabon Deraisa, because we learn from Ara Levim, so it has the same din of Ara Levim, which is how big the Mokum is, so the Alpayim Amah has to be including the slope. If you don't include the slope, it's only because of the Rabbanan. But if you hold the Tchumim Deraisa Bitzad Rebbe Kiva, it's not the Pshat, it's the definition of Mokum. The question is the distance mina Mokum. Distance is a straight line, and therefore it could be. So the Shiltos pasuk like Rebbe Kiva, doesn't pasuk like that. The Bavli, and that's what the Shalmo, so the Bavli holds that in the Mandomar, that what you call Tchumim Deraisa the Rabbanan, is because we are learning from our Elevim. But according to Rebbe Kiva, that defines the Richuk Mokum, we don't count the slant, and that's how the Shiltos pasuk. Now the question is, if that is the case, you have to understand, why is Alpayim Amah Mokum Shalodom in the Richuk Mokum? Why Alpayim Amah? Why is Alpayim Amah the defining moment? And what's the pshat is that on Shabbos there is a Isur either to be Merachik Mina Mokum, or the Mokum is extended to Alpayim Amah. Why is that important? And why is Dafka Alpayim Amah? And why do you have to stay in there? Okay? Now, the Rosh Hashanah Rambam is that you'd be Smilas Doraisa. Okay? That's Yud Beis Smilas Doraisa. Alpayim Amah is only the Rabbanan. Now, every Rishon asks on the Rambam, because the Gemara always, when the Gemara wants to say, let's say, how can you have a situation? The Gemara says, did you forget all the Melochas and you still remember the Shabbos? How do you remember the Shabbos? So the Gemara says, you remember that Shabbos, legabit chumina kointa Rebbe Kiva. So the Olam asks, if the Rambam sheet is that Yud Beis Alpayim Amah is only the Rabbanan, Yud Beis Smilas Doraisa. Why doesn't the Gemara say Yud Beis Mil? That's your remember Shabbos. So the Divrei Cheskel wants to say that the following. The idea of Mokum, to define Mokum, that idea of the definition of Mokum, either Richuk Min HaMokum, or that's on Alpayim Amah. Yud Beis Mil has nothing to do, it's not a Melocha. That's why it's not called a Melocha. What Yud Beis Mil is stuff that you can't walk more than Yud Beis Mil. So therefore, that's why it's not a Melocha. Even if he holds the Raisa, he's not a Malocha, because it's a question of just effort. You cannot exercise enough to walk 12 mil. Nafkimin is you cannot do Tchumin. The Tchumin, the idea of Tchumin is only to be Kuvei Amokim. That only works on Alpayim Amah. Yud Beis Mil doesn't work, because even if you Kuvei Tchumin, you're going to be walking more, and you're not allowed to walk more. The same idea is also, what happens if a person goes away from the Tchum? Goes out of the Tchum. Can he continue walking? Alpayim Amah, he could. Because once he got out of the Tchum, he got out of his Mokim. Now, there's no nafkimin how far he goes. He's out of his Mokim. Masha'enken, if it's an idea of not creating too much effort, like Shvois, that's the Yisur. Okay? Or it's what the person came out of the Tchum and came back. According to the idea of the Mokim, you could continue because you're back in the Mokim. But if the idea that you are making too much effort, you're not allowed to. So that's why Yud Beis Mil. So he wants to say the Shitas HaRambam is Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa, but it's the same, totally different than Alpayim Amah. And the question is, if that's the case, why Chazal or Kuvei Alpayim Amah? Now, you could go ahead and hold that the Rambam really holds Yud Beis Mil is also Kuvei Smokim. The Bavli holds his Richuk, is what you call it, his Igiya. But could be the Rambam passes like the Rushalmi. And it's very mashal because the Rambam says, the same way the Alpayim Amah defines the Migrash Ha'ir, the Tchum Ha'ir is Mashma, the Rambam is Medayik. That's the Loshon. And I'll take a look at the Loshon in a second. Now, Nafkimina, if it's a Melocha or not. So Alpayim Amah, if it's the right, says a Melocha. Yud Beis Mil, according to the Rambam, according to the Bavli, is not a Melocha. Or maybe you could say that the Rambam Paschal Kitur Shalmi, that it is a Melocha. But be as it may, according to the Bavli, or according to how the Rambam, if you Rambam passes like the Bavli, Yud Beis Mil is not a din of Mokum, is not a Melocha. If it's a din Mokum, is a din Melocha, right? There's only a Lav, but it's still a Melocha. And afkimina is that Yediyah helps us according to Rabbi Akiva, Yediyah for Shabbos helps legabe the idea of, what's his name, the idea of Tchum. Now the question is, why if it's with Beis Mil, why, with Beis Mil is not a malocha? The effort is not a malocha, holy yitzias a mokim. Why is mokim kovea alocha? Kovea malocha, that's number one. Number two, if there is midoraisa, only a yisur to, why did the Rabbon Ro kovea Hashem mokim, that you cannot be mrachek in the mokim, with the definition of mokim, why did they make? And why is alpay mama mokim? That's a good, what we asked before. Okay? Minchas Chinuch says, nafkimin if it's a malocha or not, to the Beis Mil, is if there is the yisur, the essay of tishbois. Every malocha has an essay besides alois aseh. Is there an essay by tchumin? If it's a malocha, there is. If there's no malocha, there isn't. Nafkimina by yontev. Is tchumin also yontev? If it's a malocha, it's awesome. But the only ones which are malocha according to the Bavli or according to the Rambam is alpay mama. Why is alpay mama a malocha, a definition of mokum, not your base meal? And why the definition of a malocha is the kviyas mokum? To answer all of this, the Medrash. The Medrash Rabbah says Avraham Avinu did not keep Shabbos, so you got a nachla with a definition. How much he could walk. Yaakov Avinu, that was above, that he was Shiva Shabbos, because Vayichan is Pneir, Shetikova Tchumin, so therefore, because it's called Tchumin, Zochel and Nachla Blimetzorim. First of all, Yaakov Avraham Avinu, he kept Kol Dina Kula, for sure he kept Shabbos. Why is Tchumin the definition of Shabbos? That Yaakov Avinu. Right? Why is Tchumin the definition of Shabbos? And I wanted to tie now, even according to Chazal the Gemara, let's say the Moshe Avraham Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula, Afilo Eruv Tavshilin. The Gros says Eruv Tavshilin doesn't fit to the Pasuk. The Pasuk says Ekev Asher Shalom Avraham Avinu, that's all in the Ekev, it's all in the feet. So what does he have to do with Eruv Tavshilin? So the Gemara says it's a mistake. It was an acronym, Ein Tav, and Ein Tav means Eruv Tchumin. Again, Shimon HaShabbos is defined by Eruv Tchumin. Why is Eruv Tchumin the definition of Shabbos? The Pritzadik goes and he says the following. Why is that? He says, because Mida Toiva Meruba Mimidas Puronos 500 times. The Mokum Shalodam, which Mases Toifas Mekomi, is Arba Amos. The Alpai Mama is the Arba Amos times 500. Because 500 is the ultimate ribui. That's Mida Toiva Meruba Mimidas Puronos. We know the Tafkuf is connected the Rikia, being the Rikia, the distance between the Rikia, the ultimate distance is 500. Always 500 defines that. And the idea is because 500, the chidush of the mokum of Shabbos is that whatever you have, the skarvus takudush bohu, you need something that defines a malocha. And what's the malocha? The kviyas mokum. That you need to have a mokum to be able to be tefes takudush bohu. Because we're going to talk about something called the vantage point. Every painting has a vantage point that you is made for somebody to look at it. Our asog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within the musag of Tchumin. That we steal ourselves and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's all godless, it's beyond us. So even on Shabbos, you have to be kuvei amokum to realize that ad kan and you can be more. That is the training. Don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, you have no existence, there's no self. The gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an advantage point. And the vantage point is that you are, your hasoga could be givaldic, but your hasoga is within the constraints of limited, within the constraints of mokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond limit. Is the limit experience the beyond limit? Is atmos together you would give off, okay? That's why Shabbos, which is being in Elam Haba, he has to tell you that you have a mokim. And chidushi is number one, that you have a mokim. And you are in your mokim, and you see that your mokim is your limitations, because the limitations allow you to perceive a kudosh bohu, and to realize that your olam haba is not outside of you. It's yours. It's your arba amos, kaful chamesh mois. The Shabbos is the weeks, the days of the week, grown to a much higher level. Mine mizborchim kule yoima. Is not only that this Shabbos is Bevor Kol Yoimim, we see from the Gemara that Shabbos is the broch of all the days. Kitshe b'man v'birchoi b'man. That's what it says. The lechem of Shabbos is the lechem yomayim of Friday also. That's why we do lechem mishnah. Because it's the Friday lechem only grown. That's why kitshe b'man and birchoi b'man. So there's the brocha and the kedusha hainuach, because that is the lesson, and that's the introduction to tchumin. The introduction to tchumin is that the lechem yomayim is not that Shabbos is separate. Shabbos is a greater Friday. It's a larger, greater, deeper Friday. The idea is that's why Shabbos is mentioned every day is lichvay Shabbos, yom rishon b'Shabbos, because every day is a chona for Shabbos, because Shabbos is every day grown. Olam haba is oyor olam hazeh grown, but it's not external of it. So the chidush of tchumin is that to be masik hakadosh baruch hu, you have to realize that you are within the confines of tchumin, because then you could relate the self and hakadosh baruch hu beyond the self. And the chidush is that tchumin that you kovea is your Friday mishnei lechem, your lechem mishnei or lechem yomayim. Let's give out that the kviyas mokim is always mekoyim shel adam is arba amos times chamesh mois. That's what mekoyim shel adam is, and that's why tchumama. And it could be only the rabbana, because this idea of hasogos of olam haba, it's all mitzat Torah shebal peh. So mitzat ze, this comes to define Shabbos. So this is a melocha, because the kviyas mokim is the melocha. But that's the melocha of Shabbos. It's not the melocha of the mois achol. That's the melocha of Shabbos. That's why this melocha is only alav if you go out. So in other words, if you go out of the tchum, you're not doing the work of every day. No, you're doing a melocha because you're being, the idea of the melocha is that you're mevatel kedusha Shabbos. How are you mevatel kedusha Shabbos? By a yitzia min amokim. That's what the Zohar writes here, that on Shabbos, you have a dibur of kedusha and you have a mokum of kedusha. You create ke'ad adoma shata oimed alea admas kodeshu. Shabbos is the idea that the Asogas of Kedusha is on Admas Kodesh, which is an extension of the Adom of Adam. So we may list Givaldik Alpai Ma'ama is only Kviyas Mokim. Kviyas Mokim is the definition of Shabbos. It's called a Melocha, because if you Mevatel Mokim, is a Melocha, meaning a Chilul of the Inyan of Shabbos. And therefore, Yud Beis Mil is not. But Alpai Ma'ama Davki is Kviyas Mokim. And what's Melocha is the Kviyas Mokim, because all of Shabbos is Kviyas Mokim Akdusha. If you Mevatel the Kviyas Mokim Akdusha, then you do not have the Hasag of Elam Haba.